Since the very beginning of this pandemic concerning an invisible deadly virus that's going to kill everyone, which, by the way, we all know is aimed at our God-given rights. Anyways, this invisible deadly virus that's going to kill everyone, if we don't blindly rally along with the narrative of a fear that they drive in hopes that we are brought to their resolve, you know, which we all know is their version of a vaccination, that is in fact hurting, maiming, and even killing people, that are the recipients of these deadly experimental injections. We have seen the said representatives and governments transgress over and over, namely in the United States, our U.S. Constitution, and our enumerated laws. We have seen them illegally attack the churches, illegally attack businesses, and even illegally attack individuals through forced compliance measures. Friends, they do this because they know that they've lost the narrative. As a matter of fact, they lost the narrative long ago, and that is no matter how hard they push their agenda. We all know that the majority of the frontline health workers have refused their experimental injections. We know that the majority of the military has refused their experimental injections. As a matter of fact, we know that the Food and the Drug Administration employees have even refused their experimental injections. The Center for Disease Control, the World Health Organization, and yes, even the National Institute of Health refuse what it is that they themselves are trying to sell the rest of us. And regardless of what the controlled opposition coming from the likes of a self-proclaimed evangelical leader, Franklin Graham, who wants to sell us concerning this pitch of love your neighbor as yourself, folks, it's all failing and failing miserably. Listen to this quick parable, if you will. While eating out with my family during the beginning of this pandemic, I noticed something that we should, well, all take heed to. The big screen televisions were playing the local NFL football game, and what I noticed was that they had dummies in the stands. Literally, friends, dummies with smiling faces. But what struck me as odd was the audience that sounded like it was in full capacity. It sounded like, in fact, that there was 73,000 people in that stadium, and yet there was not one person in the stands.
Touchdown, Minnesota!
It reminds me of the Saul Alinsky strategy of making the enemies, that's you and me, believe that there's a lot more of them than there really is. Isn't that what they're doing with the alleged recipients of this experimental injections in hopes of singling everyone out that dares defy and resist? Why, yes it is. Folks, they can't even tell you the truth when it comes to the numbers. First, it was 66 million that have taken their experimental injections. And then through the mainstream media and their useful idiots, we were told that there was 100 million people that took their experimental injections. And then a couple days later, it went back down to 77 million. And before you knew it, and right on cue, they magically propagandized Americans with the fact that now, say they, 60% of all Americans have now played the part of a helpless guinea pig when we have all now succumbed to their experimental injections. I'm here to tell you, friends, it's just not true. Remember Treasonous Joe's threat of we need 70% injected before the 4th of July? And if not, here comes the threat, we may have to shut everything down again?
We need everyone to get vaccinated. We need everyone to keep washing their hands, stay socially distanced, and keep wearing the mask as recommended by the CDC. Because if we don't stay vigilant and the conditions change, then we may have to reinstate restrictions to get back on track.
It's aimed at singling you out. Friends, it's aimed at isolating you, polarizing you, and demonizing those that have not taken it, period. They want you to believe that everyone is going along with this, when in fact, again, they are not. As a matter of fact, if it were true, then why do the compromised in this criminal conspiracy have to resort to bribery, coercion, manipulation through allurement? Pretty telling, is it not? I mean, we have lotteries in Ohio. CNN reported Ohio's Vax-a-Million lotteries boost COVID-19 vaccination rate. Well, this is what the governor wants you to believe. A chance to win $1 million if you get the experimental injections? Hey, friends, one question to ask yourself is...
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed, real printed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste time with nonsense. We have some of the best red pill writers in the country, including Bradley Dean, and we tell you the truth you need to know. It's unlike anything you've seen before.
Abolitionist Frederick Douglass stated that power concedes nothing without a demand. It never did, and it never will. Find out just what any people will quietly submit to, and you have found out the exact measure of injustice and wrong which will be imposed. It will continue till they are resisted with either words or blows or both. The limits of tyrants are prescribed by the endurance of those whom they oppress.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker. Boat rocker. Boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, for those that are just getting back in the saddle with us, last week we were in California, and in the process of doing so, we got some more new music coming out for those that know the full extent of who we are concerning what it is that's on our utility belts, per se. As Paul said, I become all things to all men to win them more to Christ. Well, music just happens to be one of those facets that we have concerning the gifts of the ministry, which we don't share a lot. But we do with the people that show up at church on Sundays at 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, right here at sonsoflibertymedia.com. But with that said, friends, I do want to let you know... As we got back, and I'm getting caught up, I've been paying attention. They say, and let me reverse just a little bit, rewind just a little bit. You know, I've been in ministry for, I think I'm going on 30 years now, and I'm still a young guy. And in the process of saying this, I want you to understand that I've never, ever one time in 30 years of ministry, rounds about give or take, I've never had a sabbatical. And again, I, for the new listeners, I don't understand for the life of me how they said church overseers take 40 days off every single year. It's like, how do you do that? How do you just leave your baby alone for 40 days every single year? I've never done it. And even when I'm off, now coming up to the present and going back to California last week, even when I'm doing what I'm doing concerning another facet of the ministry, I'm still paying attention to everything that's going on. I guess that's what the church is called to do, right? We're called to be watchmen. Well, some will say, well, that's not my call. Nonsense. We're all supposed to see and work towards the same end. And what is our end aim? The glorification of Jesus Christ by bearing fruit. John 15:8, Matthew 5:16. Go Matthew 5:16 first and then go to John 15:8 and you'll understand. But I've never like taken off a day of ministry since I've been in ministry for the last 30 years. I don't know how you do that. Until things are turned the other direction, you can't rest, but even when you are going the right direction, friends, it's interesting that we're supposed to still be vigilant concerning our freedoms. There's no days off. We're supposed to be like that Gadsden flag that's ready to strike, where the flags during Revolutionary War, the War of Independence was taking place where they were flying them around and it said, our eyes are wide open. We have to have our eyes wide open constantly, okay? And the bottom line is, I've always done that. And so anyways, since I got that out, we're going to be playing some new music on Sunday. I also wanted to give you a reminder concerning what's coming up on June 28th in Johnstown, Colorado. We're going to be at the Picnic in the Park at Parrish Park at 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. I'm absolutely looking forward to it, KHNC 1360. You are my family. I've been with you for a long time, and I'm anticipating the time that we can have coming together once again. Our first event that we did, it was fantastic. So I'm looking forward to the second one. Again, we're going to be at Parrish Park, Picnic at the Park, Johnstown, Colorado, on June 28th, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Jason Walker is going to be there, other speakers to be named, and of course, I will be there as well. And again, I anticipate our time up and coming. Now, let me just get to the content of the show, because what I want to do is I want to cover creating a social credit score, just like China. For those that aren't paying attention, this is some of the things that I'm talking about concerning keeping my eyes wide open as to what's going on. If you look, as a matter of fact, in Scripture, you're going to see that they called the John the Baptist the greatest prophet born of women. It's interesting that they called him the horn of salvation in prophecy. And I know most people don't understand that. But when you're born again and you have a gifting of the prophetic, which is still active today, read Hebrews 13:8. Also read going back to the giftings in 1 Corinthians 12, 1, and then it highlights the giftings. The Lord never changed, man changed. You can also read Malachi 3, 6. But in saying that, John the Baptist was equated in prophecy to the horn of their salvation. And the horn of their salvation, friends, means one that fights off the enemies before the people. That's what John the Baptist was. He was a proclaimer. He was one that was warning people. And I'm not claiming to be anything. I'm just saying I do see similarities concerning all the giftings that we have in this ministry to just that. I'm always quick and to pay attention to what's going on. And if I see something that needs to be addressed, folks, we don't just talk about what needs to be done. We actually do it. And then we bring it back and say, this is what we're doing. And again, that's what we've done for a long time. If you don't know who we are and you're new to the ministry, please go over to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You're going to find that we are not a ministry that talks about what needs to be done. We're actually doers of the word, not hearers, only deceiving ourselves. Read James 2:14 through 26. So what we're going to be talking about today is a social credit score just like China. That's what's up and coming. America is hard at work, being used as the vehicle to establish a global order. As I've reiterated so many times on this show concerning Russia and China, I know the mainstream media has you believing that we're enemies with these people. No, we're not. Matter of fact, China, as I've said, is calling for a new world order. Russia's calling for a new world order. Where did that all start, friends? Under George W. Bush, Daddy Bush. The one that's now in hell now because he reaped what he sowed. He wanted to go ahead and test his steel, his little wooden blunt sword towards the things of my father, the living God, who said God is not mocked, for whoever sows to the flesh, he of the flesh will reap of the flesh. That's exactly what he did. Now he's reaping it. He died in his sin and he was warned and he rejected it. And worse, he even claimed to be what he clearly was not. He's the one that called for a new world order over 202 times from the presidential bully pulpit. It's still at play today in a big way. And it's on the downhill concerning what's going on. It's happening fast, friends, and they're trying to bring it together as quickly as possible under the guy that they've sold you to be the one that's making America great again. Now, when it comes to Donald Trump, just for the record, it's one thing as to what he said. We know what he said. But we have to pay attention to what he does, right? Matthew 17, 16 through 20. That's right. Because what he does and what he says are two different stories, okay? They're diametrically opposed. And these are the people that are trying to put the lie for the truth and the truth for the lie in Isaiah 5:20. They are hard at work following suit concerning China's social credit score, and I'm going to go through that today, and I want you to understand what it entails, because you're going to see a lot of what's going on in China right now is being implemented here in America. As a matter of fact, they just came out with a real ID, right? Well, guess what that does, friends? That usurps state rights, by the way. The federal government, again, the tail that you're allowing to wag the dog, because the federal government's a creation of the states, not the other way around. They are the ones that are usurping states' rights, and the governors of states are allowing them to do that. Okay, so that's just the tip of the iceberg. We're going to get to much of this in just a little bit here. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, that's who we are, what it is that we've done. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, and BeforeIt'sNews.com as well.
281-845-4704. We'll be right back.
Dietrich Bonhoeffer was correct when he said, "Silence in the face of evil is evil itself. God will not hold us guiltless, people. Not to speak is to speak. Not to act is to act." President Andrew Jackson rightly stated that if the Supreme Court is the final arbiter to decide differences of right and wrong, of what the Constitution says, then we have ceased to be our own rulers, and the Supreme Court is then become our ruler.
Join us this year for Content Christian Media Conference. Join hundreds of filmmakers, actors, screenwriters, podcasters, and authors during this five-day, five-star event. Come expectant and leave equipped as a content creator for the kingdom of God. September 22nd through 26th at Capernaum Studios in Poolville, Texas. Register today at ChristianMediaConference.com. That's ChristianMediaConference.com.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Hey there, this is award-winning international journalist Alex Newman. We live in a world dominated by fake news, lies, manipulation, and it's just out of control, folks. Our country is in big trouble, our churches, our families. We need honest journalism today more than ever. And that's why I founded Liberty Sentinel Media. I hope you'll visit us today at libertysentinel.org, where you'll get access to exclusive content exposing threats to our faith, family, and freedom while equipping you to fight back. Go to libertysentinel.org today.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed, real printed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste time with nonsense. We have some of the best red pill writers in the country, including Bradley Dean, and we tell you the truth you need to know. It's unlike anything you've seen before. Email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
What I like most about Bradley Dean Ministries is that it doesn't really bother him if it would be offensive to someone or someone would take it the wrong way. He just very confidently always speaks the gospel.
BBSRadio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com, Before It's News.com, top left side of the page. If you want to call in, that number is 281-845-4704. I see you up there. Just hang on with me for a moment, please. 281-845-4704. Wanted to let you know that if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. We follow the Christ here. There's nothing stable but heaven and the Constitution, said President Buchanan. Andrew Jackson, the seventh president of the United States of America, said the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. He's absolutely right. Read Article 4, Section 4, and read the preamble to every state preamble in the United States of America. You'll understand, again, perfectly as to who we are, because we are premised on God's Torah, common law. And so with that, I want to get over to this real quick. I just want to give you a heads up. This just popped up. A former Wales rugby star dead at 59 years old. This is brand new again. After suffering heart attack in the gym. Again, you can't make it up. Brand new information if you're paying attention to social media platforms. A lot of people are rolling these on their scrolls to make people aware that, folks, what's going on under the WHO. Again, this is a global initiative giving power over to a central, unified, worldwide should I say, headship of governments under the UN. Well, they've established something called the WHO, World Health Organization. The head of that organization, I'm not even going to try to say his name. He probably can't even say his own name, but he is a terror-tied individual. So you need to understand as to what's being played out and who's responsible for establishing these terror-tied individuals to oversee these organizations. Because they're guilty of murder, just like those that are giving the orders. And what are they doing? They're trying to sell to the people that it's about your health and it's for your good that we're doing this. Well, I wanted to show you one more, too, because this one is really heartbreaking. And then I'm going to play a short video for you. And then I'm going to take this phone call, 281-845-4704. What's heartbreaking about this one is this just came out this morning, and it came actually at 2:39 a.m., Rob Heinlein actually posted this, and it is a brand new report. A family plans funeral instead of sweet 16 after daughter dies from sudden heart attack. This happened in Texas, and I just want to make clear that you all understand that this is happening all over the world. All over the world, this is taking place. And as I was talking to Tim Brown this morning, and it's interesting. I said, it's amazing to me that these people that are responsible for this, they don't realize that they're going to be hunted, because there has to be, and I'm certain of it, thousands, if not tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of people on a worldwide basis that have lost family members to these bioweapons that are waiting for their opportunity. But that's not enough, friends, because as I said, in the past, and I'm going to say it in the present, if you leave these people without justice, you need to understand they're going to come back again, and it's exactly what they're doing. Now, yesterday I'd highlighted a short video on Bill Gates, madman Bill Gates. Seriously, you do know that his dad was on the board of Planned Parenthood, the organization that is responsible for murdering over 80 million people, and 345 million Americans have allowed them to do it within the borders of this country when they never had the right to sanction it in the first place, right? Proverbs 6:17, 20:13 of Exodus, read those, you'll understand perfectly. But what I want you to understand is Billy's out there, as you well know, garnering more control over the people on a worldwide basis. What's also interesting to note is we know that he's a repeat criminal. And so the powers that you tolerate concerning all these illegal agencies that have been established by the corrupt in federal and state governments, have you seen them hold him accountable for his crimes that he's been guilty of in the past and in the present? Absolutely not. That should show you how corrupt the system is. Now, I also want you to understand that if you want to get this right, that's all you have to do is go back to 2 Chronicles 20:20. You say, well, it's not that easy. Oh, yeah, it is that easy. It's called obedience. It's called love for the Lord. And you obey him out of gratitude for what he did through his son on Calvary. It's really, truly that simple. And you live unto him who died for you. And folks, they're scared to death that's exactly what you're going to end up doing sooner or later. But it's going to happen sooner or later, regardless if it happens today or tomorrow or next week or 10 years from now. It doesn't matter. It's going to happen sooner or later. I prefer sooner than later. But going back to 2 Chronicles 20:20, what are you talking about, Bradley? Well, it says, as they rose early in the morning and went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa, and as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, O Judah, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem, the people of God during that particular time. He said, believe in the Lord. That is a verb. It's an action word. Okay? Believe in the Lord your God, so shall you be established. In other words, be doers of the word, not hearers only. Because if you're hearers only, the Lord's not going to leave himself without witness in dealing with you concerning your corruptions and your compromises and your hypocrisies. Read the third commandment. You'll understand. Okay? But he said, Jehoshaphat did, believe in the Lord your God. Do what he says, because they're not suggestions, they're commandments. He said, so then shall you be established. Okay, this is what our forefathers did for us over 250 years ago. Then he said, believe his prophets, and so shall you prosper. Why do you say prophets, Bradley? Because the church is built on the apostles and the prophets. Okay? That's who it's built upon. And until we, but by the way, how often do you hear that in the Church of America today? Oh, the church is built on Christ. No, it is not. No, it is not. It's built upon the apostles and the prophets, okay? And unless you have a correct foundation and understanding, by the way, Christ is the greatest of all prophets. No question about that. But you need to understand that you have to have the foundation right before you build upon it. And therein, the American professors, again, have it completely backwards, or it's completely lost in omission because they haven't taken the time to search the scriptures to know for themselves. 2 Timothy 2:15. So I want to go back now, and I want you to listen carefully. This is Bill Gates, okay? I told you they were coming back. This is part of the third wave. Don't tell me you weren't told over the last 4 and 5 years. I don't care what anybody says about me, what they think of me. I don't care about any of that. I care about getting this right. That's what I care about. I don't care about who's right, and I don't care about who's wrong. In this particular case, I care about holding to the word of God because it is always right, and that's where I'm going to put my feet upon that rock. Because when we have our feet upon that rock, we are not moved by other elements concerning every wind of doctrine concerning men. We're not moved by this, that, and the other thing. We're not moved by the devil. Nope, because we're made more than conquerors over him. The Lord gave us power to all power, as a matter of fact, over the enemy of our souls. I don't understand how the professors in the American church haven't received that one yet, but if they read Luke 10:19, they're going to find that they are empowered over the works of the enemy too when they belong to Christ. But you're not to rejoice in that. You're to rejoice because your names are written in the book of heaven. But with that, I just want to roll forward, and I want you to hear this. This is Bill Gates, and they're coming after you again, Americans, just like I've been highlighting over the last 3 days. And oh, I know some people just don't want to hear about it. As a matter of fact, some people said, enough, enough, they said. Wait a second. If it was your family member that was murdered by one of these madmen, would you say enough, or would you want justice? Because more than not, that's what it takes for people to stand up against the tyrannies that are taking place. Because rest assured, if it hasn't reached your home yet, it's going to. And keep in mind, I didn't say that. Bill Gates said that, and here he comes again. Listen to this, and on social media platforms, you can go ahead and observe yourself.
Five or more vaccines available to all the children of the world.
All the children of the world. Notice the vernacular here, friends. Notice the vernacular.
And finally, by the end of this decade, every country can have a delivery system to make sure that those vaccines are getting out to every single child. And that will allow us to move on to other very, very ambitious goals. And for all 193 member states, you must make vaccines a high priority in your health systems.
You listening?
To ensure that all your children have access to existing vaccines now and to the new vaccines that have recently become available. By the end of the decade.
Okay, so let me get this right. 30 million people murdered by these same talking heads that the cameras and the microphones are put up to concerning every little thing they try to sell you through the use of fear and through every little thing that they use concerning playing the problem solver. And we all the well know who's creating the problems, like the Bill Gateses of the world, like the Anthony Faucis, like the Klaus Schwabs, like the Donald Trumps, like the Joe Bidens, like the CDC, like the NIH, and the list goes on. These are the ones that are going to continuously drive this narrative until the people say no more. And not just no more, but justice be upon their heads, to say the least. Sal calling in from Colorado. Sal, would you hold over for me? I got a mandatory break, and I'll pull you.
Glad to wait.
Okay, thank you, sir. I totally appreciate that. We'll be right back with Sal from Colorado. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Again, we'll be right back on the other side. God, who gave us life, also gave us liberty. And can the liberties of a nation be thought secure when we have removed their only firm basis, a conviction in the minds of the people that these liberties are a gift from God, that they are not to be violated but by His wrath? Indeed, I tremble for my country when I reflect that God is just and that His justice cannot sleep forever. Notes on the State of Virginia, 1781, Thomas Jefferson.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed, real printed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste time with nonsense. We have some of the best red pill writers in the country, including Bradley Dean, and we tell you the truth you need to know. It's unlike anything you've seen before. email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
Patriotism means to stand by the country. It does not mean to stand by the said president or any other public representative, save exactly to the degree in which he himself stands by the country. It is patriotic to support him insofar as he efficiently serves the country. It is unpatriotic not to oppose him to the exact extent that by inefficiency or otherwise he fails in his duty to stand by the country. In either event, it is unpatriotic not to tell the truth, whether about the president or anyone else. President Theodore Roosevelt. Let us not be found amongst the common herd, friends, as you are to be the compeers of angels. Nay, as you are far higher than they, and one with Christ, and as the precious blood has been your ransom price, walk as becometh saints.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And start making a difference in your world today.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
I want to give my personal recommendation for Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. Bradley's message of standing for faith and liberty in America is critically important to the future of our country. Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty's message is a light in the darkness we're facing. I personally support Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty.
Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 281-845-4704. We got Sal, my friend, calling in from Colorado. What say you, my friend?
I live in an assisted living community in Aurora, Colorado. It's been less than a month since they've rolled out the Real ID, and lo and behold, they're coming here, people from the state of Colorado, and they're going to let you get your Real ID. And you don't need to do that, especially if you don't drive. Get a passport. It takes a little more time. It's a little more expensive, but it circumvents you getting put in the system that you didn't want to be in, that they tell you you need to be in.
You know what's crazy about that? There's a documentary out called The Guardians. I don't know if you've seen this or not. But you do know, Americans, and you're aware of the fact that judges and social workers and agencies throughout the United States, they're making a prey of retired people across the United States of America. What they're doing is sending social workers into people's homes, and then they're looking at them, and they're told to go find some sort of infraction or some ailment with the older person. They try to get them to the doctor, and once they get them to the doctor's there working in cahoots with them to say that there's something wrong. And what they do is they say that they're now incoherent, so they take their will, and then they steal their possessions. Again, the documentary is called The Guardians, and it kind of reminded me, Sal, of what you said right off the get-go. And I thought it was important that I brought that up because I don't think people are aware of that. But that's been going on for a long time in this country. And again, folks, it's not just what we're highlighting on the outside concerning corruption through the mainstream media and corrupt politicians, both federal and state. It's going on under the radar as well. And we need to pay attention, folks, because, again, we're under attack in more ways than we know. And if people would read 9:16 and 17 of the book of Psalms, they would clearly understand that. Now, going to you, Sal, in highlighting what you just told me, because my thoughts were on that concerning the first thing you said, concerning what I just did highlight concerning the Guardians. But I just left the airport, and it's absolutely amazing to me how the American people have to come up with a real ID. And they don't, by the way, but they're told that they have to. This by none other than the freedom fighter, Kristi Noem. And what it does is it circumvents state rights, and it just gives more control and more intrusive insight into everybody's life on a nationwide basis concerning the federal government, again, wielding more control over the people. But I think it was interesting, and I think it's, again, interesting for people to pay attention to the fact that none of this applies. None of this applies to the illegals. Remember, the governors and the mayors that illegally allured them into the country, they're now doubling down and protecting those illegals because people aren't paying attention that they have to hold the governors and the mayors responsible for treason, Article 3, Section 3. Okay? They got your eyes off the ball. They've got you distracted. And when you go to the airport, if you go to the train depot, if you go to the bus depot, it doesn't matter. You have to have some sort of ID to produce, to show proof of who you are. But I want you to think of something, Americans. This is how airheaded people have become in this country, Sal. It only applies to the American people. It doesn't apply to the illegals that they've allured in. I mean, Sal, what are your thoughts concerning this? Because every time you go to the airport, every time you travel, it's always aimed at the American people. It's not aimed at those that are guilty of treason. And it's craziness to me, to say the least. What say you?
Well, I am not surprised, but I am very much disappointed. People that have worked their whole lives to get some sort of Social Security benefits are having their stuff handed to illegal immigrants on a silver platter who don't have to adhere to any of this tyranny. They get to freely run around and run people over and never get prosecuted for it, and have people like Governor Polis say, "Oh, they're poor immigrants. That guy ran over six people, but it's not his fault." It is his fault.
Yep.
And I'm serious. There is one person like that.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, he's a piece of work, and we could talk about him the whole hour here. But yes, again, thank you for the call, Sal. I totally appreciate it. And again, I think people need to be aware of what's going on out there, because it's every facet. And I want you to notice how it was up on the shelf. And I want you, the bad guy put it up on the shelf for now the good guys to come in and implement it. Okay. That's how the system works. They're playing off of each other. Again, this is WWF at its very worst, to say the least. Let's get over to this, because, again, I want to highlight this, and I want you to see if you see the characteristics and the earmarks of what they call a social credit score. Now, if you go over to China, they have a social credit score, okay? And I'm going to get to the details of that in a moment. But, again, what I want you to pay attention to is America's following in close pursuit, okay? Consider that much of what we see concerning their selling points, America. This is when it comes to their social credit score that they're trying to implement. It's sold to you from the high crime rates that occur. Pay attention to the details here. For example, they'll say that rising crime in America is the reason why we need a social credit score. That's what it's always used for. They want more control. So they allow the lawless to do the things that they do until the people cry out and say, "Government, we need you to deal with these people." Nope. Americans, you know nothing of your history if that's what you continuously turn around and do concerning those that you ask help from. But yet consider that if they were upholding the said representatives, were upholding and magnifying the laws and condemning the crimes, there would be nothing to sell. In other words, these are just excuses to implement more control. So let's get right to it. Let's get to the communist China and in their system in which they've established, again, which the corrupt in America mean to establish. It's called the China Social Credit System. And what it is, friends, the system is a government-led initiative that assigns citizens and businesses a score-based, get this, on their behalf and their behavior and compliance with the laws and the regulations. Do you remember during the pandemic? Just want to throw this at you. Do you remember New York of all cities? I mean, corrupt to high heaven. They stink with corruption, friends. The people they allow there. And I mean, it's all over the country, but they are to the extreme. But do you remember during the pandemic? Do you remember during that time they said, listen, we're going to give you the keys to the city only if you get a vaccine. Do you remember this? See, they act like somehow or another that they inherited the world and it's theirs to give. It is not in any sense of the world. The word. We receive our rights from God and they receive their delegated authority from we, the people. Who are they to come back to us and say, if you do what we tell you to do, we're going to give you the keys to the city? It's not theirs to give. But that's what they did, just to show you in parallel as to what we're talking about concerning the system that's set up in communist China today. Okay? So if you go to the Chinese government, you're going to see that this Chinese social credit system, it's premised on the philosopher Confucius. I'm not making this up. You want to know why these people submit to tyranny? It's because what they have done, friends, is they have blinded their own people to the things of Christianity. That's why you have in China, for example, the Chinese church is completely underground. It's against the law. Why? Because the Chinese church, Christ in those people, is the light of men and it exposes the darkness of those in the communist regime in China. And they don't want that. They want to rule the people. So what do? They have to establish the system on a philosopher named Confucius. Now, this system claims to aim and reward, listen again, positive behavior and punish negative behavior through various measures. According to who? Well, in America, right and wrong is always made in reference to God's moral law. And as I continuously, and you can go over to Exodus 20, you can go to Deuteronomy 5, Romans 13, the Ten Commandments. And one of the things that I always say here on the show is if you're tired of man's 10,000 commandments, then get back to God's Ten Commandments. That's right. That's exactly who we are, okay? And the reason I'm bringing this up, friends, is because we're rewarded according to, concerning the natural man, 1 Corinthians 2, 4, as to how we obey the law and how we disobey the law. Who is the reference? Who do we reference concerning as our lawgiver? The Lord. In China, who do they reference as the lawgiver? The Chinese dictators, the Chinese tyrants, okay? I mean, these people, folks, in China, for the record, the grandchildren of the grandparents that were murdered by Mao Zedong, they have those people so dummied down in China, they actually have the grandkids praising Mao Zedong, the one that was responsible for murdering through man-made droughts 40 to 60 million of his own people, namely their grandparents. And that is exactly spot on. You go to China today, friends, they're still praising Mao Zedong. When Stalin died, how far will this go? When Stalin died, did you know that there's a movement in Russia where they want, they're resurrecting the Red Terror, Joseph Stalin? They call him the father of the nation. Hey, folks, nobody terrorized his people more than Joseph Stalin did. And keep in mind, that's why they called him the Red Terror. This is the guy that went from door to door killing 60 million of his own people to disarm them. Again, folks, this is nonsense. This is craziness. But this is what happens when people get their eyes off the risen Christ. They'll allow the arm of the flesh to rule over them. And I say shame on the American people for putting their eyes on any man instead of the right giver and the freedom giver, 2 Corinthians 3:17, namely the Christ, our Lord, who is alive forevermore. That's who we keep our eyes on, and that's how we remain a free people in obedience as unto Him, right? 1 John 2:6, so on and so forth. John 14:21, read those as well. So when we go back, we look at how they reward or punish according to their allegiance and submission to their master. And as I said, friends, their master in China is the state, and it's what they mean to implement here in the United States. I'm going to get through this in one more segment. 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. We'll be right back. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Per your request, if you're looking for unique and creative ways to spread the gospel and give people the gift of truth in a way it'll be received, then check out the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. There's something there for everybody in your life, books, DVDs, t-shirts, coffee mugs, even graphic novels, dog tags, and more. Young or old, you're sure to find the perfect gift of truth. Again, go to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com and check out our store today. America would be spared 1,000 evils if its people would lay the axe to the root of the tree. When we fail to do this, we give permission to the branches, the errors, which only begin to thrust out the truth which it works against. This is the responsibility of the Protestants, and it is the modern-day Protestant that believes what is not taught in the Bible. They practice ordinances that are not based off of scriptural authority, away with the commandments of men, and down with the traditions that make void the laws of God. Charles Spurgeon.
BBSradio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I just had a friend during the break send over to me, just here, for all those that have their ears stuffed with their fingers and their fingers, on the other hand, on their eyeballs. This is, you can't even make this kind of stuff up. You see what's going on with the FBI director now and how they're attempting to conceal the Diddy files, just like they did with the Epstein files. Well, it goes a step further than that. And I'm going to tell you why they're putting the kibosh on all of this expose because many of them are controlled and extorted, and they wanted to keep them in that position. That's why it's not been released. And again, the people are promised one thing, but what do they get? Just the opposite. Well, my friend just sent me a video. Donald Trump, on possibility of Diddy pardon. Why? Well, if you go online, friends, you're going to see Donald Trump hanging out with Diddy along with his wife. Same thing with Epstein. Jeffrey Epstein and Donald Trump are both indicted together concerning the rape of a 13-year-old girl. Cross-check everything I'm telling you. It's online, friends. It's not hard to find. There's 1,000 pictures. Don't tell me it's AI. It's not AI. There's enough evidence on what's going on here, friends, to make perfect sense as to why we're in the position that we're in today. Because people don't want change. That's why. They want to continuously submit themselves to people that oppress them, that assail them. And how that works, I have no idea. If you look at the Declaration of Independence, our forefathers told us the same thing. For some reason, the people just, they'll allow it. As they say, folks, make yourself sheep and the wolves will devour. Well, it's going to continuously be the outcome if we allow this to go on. But Donald Trump is now talking about pardoning Diddy. Okay, just so you know. And again, cross-check me on both Diddy and on Epstein. Put in Donald Trump and Epstein. Put in Donald Trump and P. Diddy. This explains to you why nobody's prosecuted, because they're all guilty of the same crime. That's how they're controlled. For the sake of time, let's get back over to this. Creating a social credit score like China. I just got done highlighting the fact that, friends, they, in China, are rewarded or punished according to their allegiance and the submission to their master. Who's their master? It's not the Lord Jesus Christ. It's the state. Notice the state is the one, P.S., that is prosecuting the church in that country. That's why it has to be underground. And this is what happens when a country is under judgment. We're seeing this happening in America in a big way. Okay, so while the U.S. does not have a formal social credit system in the same way as China, it does have mechanisms to track and address various issues related to credit worthiness and compliance, and least, or should I say at least thus far. So let's take a look at how the system's used in China today, and I want you to pay attention to the details and tell me if they sound familiar. This is China. Citizens. The social credit system aims to track and assess the trustworthiness of Chinese citizens based on various factors, including their financial behavior, compliance with the laws of the state, and social behavior. In other words, their submission to their master, the state. Work in China. Individuals with poor social credit scores may face difficulties in finding certain jobs or being promoted, as it can be considered a factor in their reliability and trustworthiness. You've seen the same thing happening during the pandemic. Many people were unconstitutionally violated. They were transgressed by their employer because the state told the employers, go ahead and fire them if you want to, when they had no lawful right to do so. But who did they obey, friends? They obeyed the state. And what's interesting about that is many people went back to their employers that fired them, and they were told that you can't sue us because we never fired you because you didn't take the shot. So they blatantly lied to them. You've seen Joe Biden do the exact same thing. And I know a lot of people out there know what I'm telling you right now is absolutely what happened. But it's exactly what is happening in China right now. And that is a parallel to what we're seeing in America. The whole pandemic was a test, friends, to see how far they could go with you. And the minute people put a mask on, it was all over. It was downhill from there. Okay, it went from the mask. It went to quarantines. It went to you better take our vaccines or not. Well, it went to keys to the city, so on and so forth. You understand. That is the state's control. That is communism. That is not America. That is not capitalism in any sense of the word. So to work in China, individuals with poor social credit scores may face difficulties in certain jobs. In other words, you can have this job, but you can't have this job. In other words, we're going to demote you because you're not obeying the state. And on the other hand, we're going to promote you because you do serve the state. It sounds just like the devil. If you bow down to me and serve me, all of this is mine to give you. Well, what did Jesus say? Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou worship. That was the answer, okay? And many obeyed the Lord, and I praise God for that. To travel in China, A low social credit score can lead to restrictions on travel, including bans from flying or taking certain train routes. It's exactly what's happening right now with the Real ID. It's exactly what's happening if you don't go through the TSA. It's been happening for a long time in this country, friends. The TSA, friends, is a criminal agency, and they act accordingly. How many crimes they've been busted for? They have not thwarted one terrorist attack. And remember what terrorism means in English, Old English Dictionary, and what Oxford's English Dictionary, I'm sorry. Terrorism is government by intimidation. That's exactly what we're seeing here. That's the definition of terrorism. Okay, let's go on. Business. The system also tracks on the social credit scores of businesses and organizations, impacting their ability to access funding. So the government comes in and says, if you're a good boy or a good girl, we'll give you your funding. But if not, then guess what? We're not going to let you have your money. It's exactly what they're trying to do through control of our finances here in America. If you look at Article 1, Section 10, all bills are to pay and to be paid by gold and silver and coin, period. Period. Nothing more, nothing less. So you see how far they've gone with that system. Now they're trying to bring in a system where we don't have currency. It all goes to a computer. If it goes that far, Americans, don't tell me I didn't tell you. You're done. You're done. They will control every facet of your life, just like in China. Okay. Rewards and punishment in China. Individuals and businesses with high scores may receive benefits like easier access to loans, preferential treatment in various sectors. Those with low scores may face restrictions on travel, access to certain services, and employment. You ready for the next one? In China right now, you're seeing all of this in America. Criticism. In America, we call it censorship, like my channel, which is extremely censored. Okay? Listen to this. In China, the system is criticized for its potential to be used for political control and surveillance. Did you know that in China they have over 700 million cameras? 700 million cameras surveilling their people's every single move. Notice how they're putting up cameras all over the United States of America. Did you tell your said representatives, okay, it's okay to spy on us? It's okay to put all these cameras up everywhere? I mean, go back to the airport like I was talking to Sal about earlier. Going to the airport, they want you to look into a camera. I say to me and my family, nope, nope, nope. We're not doing that. That's intrusive. You people have gone way too far. And notice how they haven't retreated. Again, as I said to Sal in Colorado, notice how it's aimed at Americans, not at illegals. Why? Because Americans, you're the problem. Okay. So the criticisms are the system is criticized for its potential to be used for political control and surveillance. Well, that's exactly what they're using it for. So when you look at the punishments in China's social credit system or the credit system, it's interesting. There's travel bans put on people with low credit scores. They face restrictions, again, as I said earlier, from traveling by plane or train. The traveling ban also extends to traveling overseas to stop people with bad social credit from leaving the country. School bans, those with the low credit score may face school bans for their children. Schools and universities can deny students whose parents have violations on their school's social credit scores. What's happening right now with Donald Trump? What are they doing? People, you got to pay attention to the parallels here. Hotel bans. If you don't have a good social credit score, you can't stay in hotels in China. Okay? Internet throttling. They're already doing that in America, worse than in China. They're censoring people that speak out against the crimes of the said regime in America today. And Americans, you all know it, and yet you do nothing about it. You act like it has nothing to do with you, most of you. No, if you don't understand the First Amendment, the whole purpose of it is to stop what's going on right now on a worldwide basis. And what are you doing? You're allowing them to lead you as sheep that are led to the slaughter, said Washington. You're going to understand it one way or another, either on the front or under judgment. Career obstacles. I'm going to keep going on here, folks. I'm going to finish this. Radio friends, we will talk to you in 23 hours. Love you by what we do. I got you from 1 to 3 Central Standard Time tomorrow. Again, love you by what we do. We'll talk to you in 23. See ya. I want to go ahead and finish this, friends, because, again, you know, I put this article together, but as I go through it again, my mind is being quickened to things that we see on the horizon as a whole. Because we think that this only happens in nations like China, but if they would reflect what's happening in China as to what's going on here, they're going to see the same sorts of things happening to themselves in America. And that's why I'm walking through these right now. Internet throttling. I was just talking about censorship. Folks, it is just wrong. You know, I know that when I tell people, and I want you to listen to me carefully, I know that when I tell people that these talking heads, these controlled operatives that that are making millions of dollars off of serving their golden calves, per se, their sponsors. You know, when I tell you that they're controlled opposition, nobody, here we are again. Absolutely, here we are again. Case in point, Dan Bongino. I seen Bongino in a CNP meeting in Washington, D.C. He was odd then, and he's been odd ever since. He's controlled opposition. Hey, guys, let me ask you a question. How many people died around the Clintons? 200 and some odd number. People that had the power and authority as eyewitnesses to get them in trouble were all murdered by the Clintons. How is it that you had Dan Bongino on a Secret Service detail with none other than criminal Barack Hussein Obama, who's a part of the whole Clinton crime organization? How is it that he was a part of knowing what was going on in the inside out, but yet he sold to you as a conservative on the outside, acting as if he doesn't know a whole lot about what's going on there? Maybe that's why he continuously talks according to the talking points that he's told to stick to. Maybe that's why he's continuously driving division between the people. Maybe that's why he is promoted now to a position in the FBI. Now people are coming out and saying, my gosh, what's going on with Bongino? What's going on with Cash Patel? What's going on with none other than the Attorney General? Man, they're all turning against us. Yep. And I tried to tell you that. But here's my point. I know many of you think I'm saying those sorts of things because I'm trying to put their light out and make mine be brighter in their place. Absolutely not. Folks, I know a con when I see a con. And I'm here to tell you, anybody that is out there that is not, listen to me carefully, anybody out there that is not being censored, you can rest assured. You can rest assured if they're not being censored, they're not being suppressed. You all know who they are, and they got a big voice throughout the United States, and they haven't lost their YouTube channel, and they haven't lost their Facebook channel. Yeah, I know, because they're a part of the problem. They're controlled opposition. Yep, I'm talking about none other than Ben Shapiro. Yep, I'm talking about Glenn Beck. Yep, I'm talking about Sean. I'm talking about Sean Hannity. Yep. I'm talking about all of them. Mark Levin. Now people are saying, look at Levin. He's doing the same thing. He's a Zionist. I know. I told you that for how many years? But then again, I was just telling you that kind of stuff because I was trying to get one over on them. Nope. I was raised in it, Americans. I was raised in the hood. And the Lord always gave me enough discernment to know a con man a mile away. And I'm telling you, the Lord has put me in positions in the church and in what you call a conservative movement today, the very things and the very groups of people the Lord told us to beware of in Mark 8:15, the Pharisees, beware of their leaving, their wicked doctrines, and the Herodians, beware of their leaving, the wicked doctrines of government. The Lord has put me in every single one of those groups to see it for what it was and to see it for what it is. I didn't apply for that. Hey, listen, nobody in their right mind applies for that. Guy asked me today, he said, Bradley, why do you do what you do? I said, because I love the one that I serve. I said, I would have never applied for what I do. I do what I do because I'm grateful for what the Lord did for me, and I serve him with my whole heart, mind, soul, and strength, nothing more and nothing less. Matter of fact, you can even put this out there. I'm not qualified to do what I do. But if the Lord has my heart, he is the one that qualifies me to do it. And that's why I do it. I'm the one that's willing to tell you what nobody else wants to tell you, yet you see it right in front of your faces. They're all controlled operatives. Tibbs, period. Jordan Peterson, another one. Alex Jones, he's another one. Hey, folks, they're not being demoted. They're being promoted. Notice how their talking points are always the same talking points. They never go outside of the box of what needs to be talked about. And again, as I've said a million times, they never make reference to the law that condemns their crimes. And what's sad about it is they all, for the most part, claim to be Christians as they're GD in this and F in that and swearing about this. I mean, again, Americans allow the things that they allow because they themselves, those that call themselves the good in this country, they're not the good. I'll tell you who the good are. The good are not allowing the bad to do the bad things that they do. It's that simple. That's it. Nothing more, nothing less. And yes, for the record, I'm not making fun of Charlie Kirk. No, his fruit speaks for himself. I'm not out there going along with all these that are on the fence, per se, where the devil wants them to be, where they just give a pass to all those good guys. But, you know, I don't agree with everything, but you know what? I'm going to give them a pass because they're doing some good things. Really? Would you let a guy like that in your house? Absolutely not. A little leaven leaving at the whole lump. And the Bible tells us we're supposed to purge the lump. So it's not me sitting here saying to you about all of these people, that have a free voice. Tim was telling me, as a matter of fact, Tim Brown, I'm talking to my radio social media platform family now. We were talking about the Tate brothers confessing online who their the crimes that they committed against innocent people that they were raping. And I already told you on the show that the Tates were CIA affiliated. So was Alex Jones. I mean, we had David Knight on the show telling you that Alex Jones is exactly who Alex Jones is. And matter of fact, he even sent me videos that I played for you where Alex Jones told you. Alex Jones is the one that told you to go ahead and take Trump's shot. And yet somehow or another, he's a freedom fighter. Get him on the show. Let's have a conversation with him. No, no, folks. They're not going to come on the show. No, folks, they can go ahead and blackball me to all that they want to. But the fact of the matter is I'm holding to the word of God, and I'm going to keep my feet on the word of God, and I'm going to keep preaching to the people that you need to repent and that judgment is upon this nation because of what you tolerate, what the Lord told you not to tolerate. And his message is repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. That is his message. Somebody said the other day, I think it was yesterday, a guy says, you know, Christianity is supposed to be non-contentious. No, you are incorrect. Read Jude 3 and 4. Matter of fact, Paul himself even said that he was set for the defense of the gospel. If you see someone preaching heresy, you don't sit back and say, well, I want to keep the false peace and the false unity. No, you contend for the faith and you call that guy out in private and tell him to get it right, because if you don't, I'm taking it to the whole church. You're a heretic, and I'm going to contend for the truth of the fact that Christ died and shed his blood to establish the doctrines that you're perverting, and I am not going to tolerate it. My love does not sit back and allow false doctrine to reign in this country. Absolutely not. Going full circle, friends, you better read the word of God, because if you're trying to avoid controversy, then you are avoiding Christ. Because everything about my Lord, my big brother, brings about controversy. Light exposes darkness. Those that are in the dark, they love the darkness. Read John 3, 18, 19, 20, and 21. My goodness, folks, why do you think they crucified him? Most preachers today, folks, that's why they have no opposition. That's another case in point. Just go online. Look at the people's favorite preachers. You tell me, go online and tell me where you find controversy around them. Go online, tell me how they're being opposed. Go online, tell me and show me how they're being scoffed and mocked. Show me how they're being persecuted. They're not. You want to know why? Because they care more about the approbation of men than they do the souls of men. Understanding, again, not scripture, that which is highly esteemed among men, all of these people that I'm talking about right now, that which is highly esteemed among men is an abomination in the sight of God. Oh, only if people took the time to know the word of God. We're not supposed to be confrontational. We're not supposed to call those people out that are lying to us, that are poisoning the well. We're not supposed to do that. We're supposed to keep the false peace. No, you never sacrifice the truth on the altar of the truth, friends, or for a false peace. Remember what it tells us in Luke 6:26, and I'm going to end with this. It tells us, "Woe unto you when all men speak well of you, for so did your fathers of the false prophets." All of these people that I'm naming and all of these favorite talking heads of the day, your favorite and however order you have it, you better understand something, friends. The Bible says, "Woe unto you when all men speak well of you, for so did their fathers of the false prophets." They're put up for a reason, friends. That's why they're not being impeded. That's why they're not being suppressed. That's why they're not being censored. And if you can't figure that out, you're going to have to learn it all on your own. The one that can tell you the truth, the hard truth, regardless if you like it or not, is the one that has a care for your soul. A flattering tongue worketh the soul to spoil. That's what you hear all day long. The Lord is telling you these people are spoiling your soul. Okay? As, you know, especially you people jumping around, hopping around from this speaker to that speaker to this speaker to that speaker. I mean, it's crazy. They don't like Moses, so they go find another Aaron. And then they wonder why they're confused. I'll just take a little of that and a little of this. Yep, until you don't have any truth left. Yep, I get it. Now you become just like your favorite promulgator of the flesh in the carnal man. Again, no wonder why you're confused. God's not an author of confusion, 14:33 of 1 Corinthians. No. But let me end with this, friends. You better wake up to your own demise. Because I'm telling you from this platform, I can tell you right now, it's getting harder and harder to get this information out. I'm talking about online. Friends, you're allowing them to turn the lights off. You better understand that you're in that same room. Remember when Jesus was going up to Golgotha to be crucified for nothing that he did in contrast or against the God of heaven or nothing for his own guilt? Remember how he was crucified? And do you remember when he was going up the hill to be crucified? Do you remember he was looking at all the people that were crying for him? And he turned around and he looked at him and he said, "Don't cry for me. Cry for you and your children." Why? Because you rejected me. That's what he's saying there. Luke 13:34 as well. He said, if they're going to do this and you know it and you still let them do it, that's exactly what Jesus was saying. Check out the commentary if you'd like to. Adam Clark. Go to Matthew Henry. Go to any commentator you'd like. You're going to find out what I'm telling you is exactly what's happening right now in this country. If you allow them to do this in a green tree, when you still have the light, the truth, and the power to do something about the bad guys and you do nothing about it, just imagine after I'm crucified, what's going to happen to you? That's what he's saying. And what happened? Just that. Because when you allow them to crucify the truth on a daily basis, the way that you allow them to do it. Imagine when that person's not there anymore to tell you the truth that you refuse to act upon. Now you're in darkness. Now you get to experience what the Lord was trying to warn you from, but you didn't take heed. And how many times did we hear Jesus say, "Take heed to yourself, take heed to yourself"? That's where we're at, America. That's where we're at. We are, again, under fire. All these controlled operatives are not, because for the most part, they're all saying the same thing. They're all driving division. They're all selling themselves as the good guys. And the fact of the matter is they're all in cahoots. And I am, again, going to say they are controlled opposition. Prove otherwise. After 30 years and after about 25 years of being on the radio, this is all I have seen. And I want you to remember, the Lord put me firstly in the church. And the first thing I started to see is what the Word said and what I seen. And secondly, he puts me into the conservative movement. And what does he show me? The leaving of the Herodians. And then he shows me the resolve. What does he point me back to? He points me right back to the Word of God, and he points me right back to the Constitution. And then he says, now go tell the people how they have erred before me and how they need to repent before me. Because I think it's important for people to understand, for 70 years, Jeremiah told the people the same thing over and over and over and over and over again for 70 years to amend their ways. And they didn't listen. And then judgment fell, where they had no more power to stand against the bad guys. Now they had to deal with the Lord. And they did. And the book of Lamentations was written, and it was not good. Love you, bye.